Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good morning. Happy Open Line Thursday, all. We got the Junks coming to you on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you want info on how to become a five-star technician, go to cropmetcalf.com. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter, at Cakes Flops on Instagram. Please go give a follow. Jason Bishop is here.
Yeah, good morning, boys.
What's up?
What's up?
As is John Paul Flame.
What's up, Cakesy?
What is up? What's up? And Eric Bickle.
I told Cakes when I came in, I'm lucky to be here. I didn't get home till about 10:45 last night, and then that's when we finally celebrated Kate's birthday, and you know, with like crumble cookies and a few small gifts. Got to bed around 11:15. Woke up this morning, and that's not particularly unusual, but it's a little late. Got up on my couch this morning as I normally do, just to see what happened overnight, just some mental notes. Next thing I know, I wake up and it's like 5:18, I'm like, whoa! I literally fell asleep just like sitting, which I don't often do. So miracle I got here. Just so tired. I didn't even know what day it is. Jason had to remind
me. It's Thursday.
He had to remind me it's Thursday.
Well, I'm not so sure either.
Yeah.
If you tell me it's Thursday, I'll believe it.
Right. Right. Yeah, like the last two nights, you know, Kate and a bunch of girls locally were doing this big volleyball thing. Then it went till 10 p.m. in Germantown both nights. Oh. So I didn't get home till like 10:45 both nights. And then last night, it was the first time we had a chance to sit down with her and even just like sing happy birthday to her.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I thought I was out late. Yeah. We had the final track meet, and that ended at about 9:05.
Yeah.
At least for Isabella. There were still people on the track when we left. But once she finished her last relay, not sticking around to watch the rest of the team.
No, of course not.
I thought I was out late. I had dinner at 6 and got home at like 6:30.
Yeah. Dude, we were just getting
ready for
started.
The Nats. And Mackenzie Gore shutting down one of the best lineups in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
What, did he give up 3 singles to start the game?
And yeah, he had a bases loaded in the first.
Just shut everybody down after.
Nobody out, and got out of that jam. And then he went 7 and got the win. He was incredible.
7 strikeouts.
Yep.
His ERA is a show.
And we will talk to John Chombi today.
Tracked him down.
We never ended up getting him yesterday. I can't even remember.
We did not.
I think he was on Central Time, and we finally got
Very good. Got
a hold. I talked to him yesterday. He felt bad, but he'll be on today.
Cakes, you have your MGM poker gear on. I know you had the Cakes Classic last night.
You were up late.
The
then.
June edition. I would have liked to have been up later. It just wasn't my night. Like I just knew. I knew from the first big hand that I had, this was the omen that it wasn't going to be a good night. So I get it all in, ace-king versus a guy with ace-jack, because he wants my bounty. I understand. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to win his bounty. Didn't win the bounty because he had me covered by how many chips? 1,500 chips.
Wow.
So I was like, Okay, that stinks. But anyway, I won the hand, so I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna keep grinding here. Then I get kings cracked. Then I'm just like, okay, well, it's definitely not my night. And then at the end, I have about 20 big blinds left. I get them all in. I have queens. Love my hand. Guy to my left has ace king. I've got him covered. Guy down on the end gets it in with pocket tens. Mm-hmm. I forget his name. He's a longtime Junks listener. I apologize. So I'm like, I don't love my spot, but I think I'm okay. I dodge trouble on the flop. I'm clean. Turn brings an ace. The guy to my left improves over me. The river, of course, brings one of the two tens left in the deck. Mm. So he scoops the entire pot. Mm. If somebody's going to win, I was glad he won it. But I was just looking at these runouts like, just you know, it's just not your night sometimes.
Right.
When you're
right,
playing, you're right. Just like, this is just not going
to
happen.
So what time did you make the walk of shame back to your room?
I leave the poker room. And then, of course, I needed a midnight snack. This is around 11 o'clock.
Okay.
10:45, 11.
Slice of za?
No. I went more basic. I went into the gift shop. And I got a Coke Zero. Now, I can't drink the whole thing because
he likes to caffeinate right before bed.
It's 11 o'clock at night. Yeah, okay. Right. So I grab a Coke Zero, and my usual go to is a bag of Haribo gummy bears.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, I'm feeling a little spicier tonight. I went with Combos Pizzeria Pretzel flavor. And I devoured about half the bag.
Did you always like Combos?
I like Combos. I'm just a fan.
Combos are good, but I don't know if I would eat them at 11 o'clock.
I bring that snack of shame up to my room, and I watched the Panthers-Oilers game until it went to overtime.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, I'm not staying up for overtime for two teams I couldn't care less about. Went to bed at around 11:30.
Mm-hmm. So McDavid to Draisaitl for the win in overtime.
Yeah. I mean, Florida was leading 3-1 in the third. Like, they had control of the game.
That is a bad loss.
Just gagged it away. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, you did say you were rooting for the Oilers.
I mean, if I had to pick a team, I would pick the Oilers over the
Panthers.
Sure. Wow. So that was my evening at MGM National Harbor.
Good night's sleep, though?
I actually slept pretty well. For downing half of a Coke Zero right before I went to sleep,
that's unbelievable.
I slept remarkably well.
I don't know how you just power through the.
Well, you'd had caffeine. A couple beers before that.
Yeah, I had a few beers and a vodka tonic to polish off the night.
Right.
My drinking definitely goes up when I don't have to drive home.
Does it? Yeah. Well, why not?
You have a hotel room. Yeah. Right.
And when the drinks are free, now the Coke Zero you probably paid for.
Coke Zero I did pay
for. Guessing the beers you got comped.
The beers were part of my comp. Mm. It's true.
Well, you'll take a nice power nap today, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah. Well, I was watching the Nats, but I was watching some women's College World Series, Texas and Texas Tech. Both teams have never won a national championship or a College World Series. And you guys probably don't pay attention, but this is one of the biggest botches ever. The Texas Tech pitcher's legit. Kennedy's her last name. The Texas pitcher is legit too. She actually went to high school with Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so it's 1-0 Texas Tech.
Isn't the Texas Tech pitcher, by the way, is she making like crazy NIL?
Oh,
NIL
sure.
Dough.
I'm sure
over a million. She transferred from Stanford
I
to
heard
Texas
that.
Tech.
Yeah.
Didn't like Pat Mahomes like help recruit her to Texas Tech? There's something along those lines.
Yes.
Okay, that's the extent.
Yeah, I think she's a
softball knowledge.
Isn't she a California girl? I think she's a California girl. Anyway,
she went to Stanford for like 3 years.
Yeah, so Texas is trailing 1-0 in the sixth. And Kennedy, who's the pitcher for Texas Tech, she's never had to intentionally walk a batter the entire year. Mm-hmm. She's been dominant, right? She never has to do that.
Does she even know how to do it? Kind of doesn't. Okay.
So she strikes out the first two girls. Texas gets a couple singles, a couple stolen bases. So they got girls at second and third with two outs.
Mm-hmm.
Reese Atwood, who's a complete stud, is the Texas catcher. She's up next. And she's had a great year. She's All-American. She's a ridiculous defensive player. So the Texas Tech coach says, you know what? Let's intentionally walk her.
Mm-hmm.
Load the bases. That way we'll get a ground out. We can get a force out of any bag. So she throws three balls,
mm-hmm.
intentionally trying to walk her.
Yeah.
The fourth one? She throws right down the middle. What I don't understand what the catcher's doing. Why aren't you throwing outside of the box?
Why
for an intentional
walk? Did she just
walk?
Have a brain fart, or I don't
she's
understand.
Just not used to doing it? And the first three were fine; they were high, and Atwood doesn't swing at it. And the fourth pitch is right down the middle. Atwood swings at it, single to left, two-run score, game over.
See the quote? She said, I made that mistake. That loss is on me. I apologize to the team.
I understand that, but the catcher, if you're going to intentionally walk a batter, you don't stand right behind the plate and just stand. Yeah, the catcher can't stand up. She's got to stand outside of the box.
It's pretty basic. I mean, that's like Little League type stuff.
It's one of the biggest botches I've ever seen. Anyway, so that's what I was watching.
Man, the pickings are slim.
Slim pickings. I mean, I don't remember this time of year being this brutal.
It's like this every year.
I remember it like after the All-Star game. I don't remember this period.
It's like this every year.
Is there a traditional softball power? Like when you said these teams haven't won.
Sure, there's a bunch of them.
I don't know who typically wins.
Oklahoma has won. They had won four straight national championships or four or five. Yeah, Oklahoma is the big power.
I don't follow college softball. Sorry.
It's another state I've never been to amongst the many. Oh, yeah. Oklahoma. Been to Texas, never been to Oklahoma.
Hmm. Right.
So you lived in Texas.
I did live in Texas for summers, correct.
I'm reading the story. I didn't catch this at the time, that Jose Luis Ballester, right? He's a golfer. I guess he just signed with LIV, whatever. LIV, by the way, in town this week.
I'll be going to LIV tomorrow.
Yeah. Pro-Am's today. Of course, it starts tomorrow.
Did I tell you I was talking to Brendan Steele? I didn't tell you that.
He
was playing with my buddy Matt Carlin's son, Drew, at the U.S. Open Qualies at Woodmont.
Yeah.
Brendan Steele's the nicest dude in the world.
Yeah.
That might have been the guy you saw in the airport.
Hold on.
Yeah, I need to see a picture of him.
Hold on. Is he nicer than my rock star friend, Brett Michaels? Because he's...
Well, I never met Brett Michaels.
To me, he's the nicest guy in the world.
I had never met,
but maybe
Michaels,
they're same level. But same level.
Brendan
nice.
Steele is just a nice dude. Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
Let me see. It's possible. I mean, is he a tall, skinny guy?
Yeah, he's taller. I mean, he's not my height, but he's taller. He's probably
really tan, though. Was he really tan?
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah. nice guy, but
anyway,
yeah,
I didn't catch this at that. I'm not sure that it's him, but it might be. That Ballester apparently at the Masters he went number one on the course and freaked people out.
That's definitely got to be a no.
Is that right? I'm reading this quickly.
Yeah, he did that.
I didn't know that. I yesterday was playing and on the second hole I realized I got to take a dump. I didn't know if I was gonna make it. Honestly, Cakes.
That sounds very on brand for you.
I didn't know if I was going to make it. and all I could, I didn't know we don't have like it. I guess there is, I didn't know this. The guys were pointing out there is a little, tiny little place where you can use a bathroom.
Yeah.
But for a brief moment, I considered pulling a lurch and going in the woods. And then I thought, this will get me kicked out of the club. I can't do that. This is going to be kicked out of the club.
Yeah. And
so for the entire front nine, I so uncomfortable.
Stomach rumbling.
No, just more
you
like.
You could just feel it.
Just some. Yeah. It was just unbearable. It was a little bit unbearable.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
And you didn't feel it before the round?
No, we sat down and had lunch. I had a nice Reuben. We're just chatting.
Well,
next thing
Reuben,
you know,
I mean, it's greasy.
That's
going
to go
like
right
that.
Through you.
Next thing we know, you're on the tee.
Yeah.
And on the second hole, I'm like, oh my God. What is going on here?
Glad you persevered. Glad you made
it. So when did you take care of it?
Adversity.
At the turn?
Luckily, no, I didn't have time. We were constantly being pushed. I mean, there's no way I could have done it.
You let the group behind you go through.
Yeah, then I just slow everybody else down. I just persevered until I got home.
Oh.
I somehow managed to manage the wave.
I could never do that.
You couldn't? No. As soon as you get that, you got to.
I mean, if I was feeling it, there's no way I could wait 4 hours.
It just felt like I was carrying around a baby.
Well, glad you got that baby delivered, so to speak.
Yeah, it wasn't even a great delivery, but I did deliver it.
Excellent.
Maybe half the baby.
Good news.
Yeah.
All right, it is the Junk Center Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Jason, what time is Boog Sean be joining us to talk MLB and the Nats?
He'll be at 8:25 East Coast time.
Ah, very good.
He'll be at 7:25 his time.
So we got that straightened out. If you want to call us throughout the show, 800-636-1067, you're welcome to do that on an Open Line Thursday here on the Junks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team. We're going to get into the Junk Sports page right now, get you up to date on what happened last evening. Yep.
Sports page, of course, driven by my favorite team, the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. Head on over. When you walk in the door, ask for Josh Cochran. He's the GM. Tell him I sent you. Make it Malloy, Malloy.com. JP was giving me crap about not hitting my cough button. Sometimes when we're talking on air, sometimes it just comes too quick and I don't have time to reach over there and hit the off button.
I said it rather nicely. I just said maybe you guys could hit the cough button because it was a series of you clearing your throat and EB coughing back to back.
Sometimes it's just like a little but you know, maybe you can anticipate it. But then the ones you really can are the second and third ones.
The follow-up coughs.
Sometimes there's a little follow-up. They're not even really coughs. They're just like, yeah, like throat clears. You know, I don't know what to tell you, man.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. So, Cakes.
Actually, yes, getting sir. Better, believe it
Game
or not.
Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. Of course, we would love for the Caps to be playing in this.
Yep.
But they are
we
not.
We would love it.
Because they got shellacked by Carolina. But anyway, Florida beat Carolina. So, Florida's in. Edmonton's in. Rematch of last year. Last year, it went 7 games. I believe Florida won the first 3 games last year,
okay,
and then Edmonton tied it to go to game 7. But I think Florida had home ice advantage last year. I could be wrong on that, but I think they did. But anyway, last night, you watched it until it went to overtime.
Parts of it. I watched select parts of the game.
But Edmonton gets the win in OT over the Florida Panthers. This is what it sounded like.
For the first overtime, here's McDavid. Out for Nugent Hopkins. Now to the point, Bouchard. Nugent Hopkins with it. Here's McDavid.
I mean, Leon Draisaitl is a superstar, but I bet if he walked through this building without wearing any sort of Edmonton Oilers gear.
I know, I wouldn't know.
I mean, would know he's an athlete of some sort,
yeah.
But you just wouldn't be able to identify who it is.
No idea.
Unless you're a big hockey mark, unless you're just a massive hockey fan.
Right. How old is he?
He is 29, and here are his point totals for just the last four seasons. 106, 106, 128, 110. Then he dipped because he missed some games in the 2021 season, 84. The two seasons before that, 110, 105.
Wow.
Like he's one of the best players in the league. He's alongside McDavid, but nobody talks about him for the most part because McDavid overshadows him so much.
Yeah, but he's a star.
He's a star.
Yeah,
he's a superstar.
Superstar, yeah. Well, he was a superstar last night.
Yep.
Getting that game winner in OT. So they're up on it. When's the last time the Oilers won a Stanley Cup? I was trying to look back on that. I think it's been a long time. Early
90s? Probably like maybe 1989 or 90. I'd have to double check it, though. They've had a long drought. Canadian teams have had a super long drought.
1990.
Oh, you nailed 1990, that. Yeah. Yeah, the last Canadian team to win a cup was 93, Montreal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like there's a ton of Canadian, or there's not a ton of Canadian teams, but still, that's a long time since Canada's had a Stanley Cup. But yeah, so first one since 1990. So they're up 1-0. Game two will be tomorrow night.
That's correct.
NBA Finals, game one, tonight, 8:30, ABC, Thunder, a significant favorite, not just to win tonight, but to win the series.
If I'm a gambling man, I would throw some cash on Indiana winning game one. They've been able to steal game ones. If you look at what they've done in the playoffs so far, they've been dogs in the last two series. I'm not saying they're going to win the series. I think Oklahoma City should be heavily favored like they are, but I could see Indiana stealing game one. Sure. Then Oklahoma City will feel some urgency, win game two, probably win game three, and then who knows?
Well, you're getting a good number. You're plus 330 if you want to play the Pacers on the money.
Tonight or for the whole series?
Just for tonight.
Okay. Well, for the whole series, it's close to. It's plus 320.
For the series?
Close to that number, yeah.
Yeah. And then OKC, aren't they minus 700 to win the series? Something like that?
Did we ever find like individual player props that we liked? What, did somebody say maybe Holmgren? Didn't that guy say maybe he liked some of the Holmgren player
props? Well, he liked SGA to go over 33.5. For the series.
Is that John Melton who joined us?
Yeah, had him a couple days ago.
He also liked the price on Halliburton to have the most threes in the series. Because he locked it in at a crazy good price. I don't know if that's still available.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was one that was on his Twitter.
And he liked the Thunder if he could get the number at 8 tonight. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Drab.
But I don't think it's 8. I think you're going to have to buy it down.
9.5.
Yeah, you're going to have to buy it down to 8. Yeah.
Drab, what's up? You following was it the Barstool guys that were all betting against Angel Reese on her first shot of every game?
And they got like six in a row. That did make me.
How great was that?
they've been doing it for a while. Those are not Barstool guys. I don't know where they're from, but I've seen the clip.
I thought it was Barstool Chicago guys. No?
Oh, maybe it is. I don't know. I just saw four guys I didn't recognize.
Yeah. What just a brilliant idea, because she's not a great shooter. I mean, let's be honest. She's a rebounder and whatever she is. And last I saw, they had won six in a row. Because I think, I don't know. Like, the first bucket score bets are usually pretty juicy, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But now this is different because she's doing miss the first shot, which I don't even know what book has those. Do all books have those?
Yeah, it says, I have the story. It says, a group of influencers are making waves online by betting on Angel Reese to miss her first shot in every game.
Yeah.
They won their wager for the sixth consecutive game.
Yeah.
Which led to huge celebrations online.
Yeah, and then they're playing like the Titanic music, you know, at the end. Like, just amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Like, really, really entertaining, but also really smart.
Hmm. By the way, her layup percentage.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
I have no idea.
Her layup percentage.
38%.
33%.
Wow.
The league average?
Yeah.
65%.
Right. Hey, Trev, well, we got to find... Trev, Jason, do you know that? Is that a common... I've never really seen that, to miss your first shot.
To miss? I've never seen... Maybe the WNBA, they have it. I don't think they have it.
I don't know how they're getting that.
I don't know
that.
If I've seen that in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing? Drabby, I think I could get a down payment on a new beach condo or something.
When do the Sky play next? I've never asked that in my life.
It's such a... Mar, you were following along with it, right? What book are they using? I'm sure. Do they work for FanDuel or?
It's got to be like offshore, if I had to guess. Someone booking that action. Because when I saw that video, I did the same thing. I went on DraftKings and FanDuel and I said, I got to get on that wave, but couldn't find it.
Such a brilliant play.
Saturday, Fever Sky game. Get in.
You know, hit us up on Twitter, Junks Radio or EB Junkies or Cakes. And, you know, hit us up if you know a book that has that, because that is brilliant.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it.
It's freaking entertaining.
I'm looking right now at FanDuel. I don't see misses.
I am too. I'm on FanDuel,
too. Are you aware that on Saturday they'll be playing games in whatever the WNBA Commissioner's Cup is? Were you aware?
Is that their version of the in-season tournament?
I guess.
Maybe.
Just letting you know that's happening on Saturday.
Well, if you're
just
interested,
putting it out there.
If you're interested, the Mystics are hosting the Liberty tonight. Liberty, the best team in the league, or certainly one of them. I believe they're undefeated.
They are. They're 7-0. The Sticks are 3-5.
The Sticks are 3-5. Didn't the Sticks start off 2-0?
I think they did. Yeah.
So they've been slumping a little bit. But Liberty laying 13.5 tonight against the Mystics here. All right, baseball last night. The Nationals. Nice win over the Cubs, one of the best lineups in baseball. And the Cubs coming into the game were 38-22. But Mackenzie Gore, he looked legit last night. Got into trouble in the first.
Mm-hmm.
He gave up a couple hits, and then he loaded the bases, with nobody out. But he got out of it. No runs allowed. And then Rosario hit a home run, bottom of the seventh to break a scoreless tie.
We have no score of the game, and Ahmed Rosario leading off. First pitch swung on, hit in the air, down the right field line, deep toward the corner. Long run, this may go. It is gone. Goodbye. Into the Nationals bullpen. Seventh inning.
There you go. So that was the 1-0 lead. They tack on one in the bottom of the eighth. They win 2-0. Mackenzie Gore, 7 innings, 3 hits allowed, 1 walk, 7 Ks. He's lowered his ERA in those last 3 starts from 3.67 to 2.87.
No, it's pretty sick.
He leads the league in strikeouts with 108, and he leads by a pretty wide margin strikeouts per 9 innings.
Yeah, he's
having a ridiculous
year. Balling. Yeah. I told you I saw him last year when I sat in those silly seats right behind home plate, and it was the beginning of the year when he was on fire. And then he kind of swooned right in the middle of the season.
Yeah, he was struggling.
It was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought he finished last season a little bit better, right? Now, obviously, he's off to a good start.
Yeah, remember last year we were talking to Riz about it. He was struggling just throwing strikes.
Yeah.
But he's not struggling to throw strikes this year. So he certainly worked
runs,
on something.
But they also only got 4 hits.
Yeah, that's fine. But, you know. Matthew Boyd's a really good pitcher for the Cubs. I think he had a perfect game through 5 going into the 6th. So good pitcher's duel last night, but the Nats get the win. I believe Jake Irvin goes tonight to close out the series against the Cubbies. Break up the Rockies.
Uh-oh.
Sweep in Miami. What are the Marlins doing?
The shame of the Marlins.
Well, now you can start joining on the Marlins.
I know, exactly. First sweep for the Rockies since last May, so over a year. And they win 3-2. So they are up to 12 wins, 12-50. Also, break up the Orioles.
Marlins, by the way, they should have to give back like 10% of their paychecks by getting swept by
the Rockies.
Yeah, that's it. Come on. That's bad.
Well, I'll tell you what. The winning streak's going to end very soon because the Rockies go to play the Mets in New York.
Okay.
All right. So put some money on the Mets.
All right.
Not just to win the series, but every single game.
Okay.
run line.
Has the New York Soto thing quieted down?
He's hit 3 home runs this week.
All right, so they're probably chilling. They're probably good.
Yes, it has slowed down a little bit.
He's still hitting only .230.
Pete Alonso was the man last night in LA. Mm-hmm. They beat the Dodgers 6-1. Alonso hit 2 bombs, 5 RBI. So, but yeah, Soto, I believe he hit 3 in a row up until last night and went 1-for-1 last night, 3 walks. Mm-hmm. So. But they did beat the Dodgers. Are you paying attention to the French Open? Anybody? Hello? A
little bit.
Not really. I got to be honest with you.
A little bit.
This might be the least amount of French Open I've ever watched.
All right, well, here's the deal. Women's semis. All right, so one American left on both the men's and women's for America. Of course, it's Coco. And she's going to play. Remember we were talking about this qualifier, this wild card?
Yep.
Her name's, I believe it's Lois Boyson.
Okay.
Is that the one that was hurt the year before? She's a French, the French girl? No.
She is French. Yeah. But she was ranked, I believe she was ranked outside the top 500 at one point.
Yeah, but I think it's part of it is because she had an ACL.
Possibly, yes. I think. Possibly. But she was still, she got in as a wild card, and she's made it all the way to the semis. She beat Andreeva yesterday, and she's going to play Coco Gauff in the semis of the French Open.
All right.
I mean, that's...
Well, I know who the French are rooting for.
Oh, yeah.
I know that Gauff is going to walk into a snake pit.
She was ranked outside the top 500, had never played in a main draw at a major.
She had never faced a player in the top 60 until this tournament. That's pretty remarkable.
Her highest ranking ever was 152.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Currently ranked 341. It's a phenomenal story.
It really
is. That's crazy.
So are you rooting for her or are you rooting for the American? I'm still rooting for Coco.
Probably root for Coco, but I wouldn't. It wouldn't kill me if the other girl. I love underdogs.
Yeah. Well, Coco minus 530 to win. I believe they start today after the Sabalenka-Swiatek match, which starts at 9. So you got Sabalenka.
What time is this one, you say?
10:30.
Yeah, it's roughly a couple hours after the start of the first one.
All right.
So 10:30, 11, something like that. On the men's side, no one's talking about him. Novak Djokovic still alive as a 37-year-old?
Amazing.
Maybe 38?
38.
It's unbelievable. He's won 3 Frenches. He won a couple years ago. But he plays Jannik Sinner, who's the number one seed. Sinner's a huge favorite. This is tomorrow. And then on the other half, it's Lorenzo Musetti playing Alcaraz. So Alcaraz and Sinner, huge favorites to advance to the final. But Joker is alive. It's a great story, man.
Well,
he's got playing all these young 20-year-olds and still advancing.
It's got to still be all the money on Alcaraz, no? Or maybe Sinner, I guess, since he is the one seed.
Yeah. I mean, they're huge favorites in their match, no doubt.
I saw the stat yesterday, or a video. Tennis players born in the 80s have won 82 Grand Slams, I think.
Okay.
Tennis players in the 90s have won 2. Mm. And tennis players born in the 2000s have already won 6.
Wow.
Huh.
Skipped an entire decade of players, never won Grand Slams.
Because those guys in the 80s dominated them all.
But now they're all getting beat by the young guys.
So now the younger guys are starting to get,
Yeah, because Nadal and Federer and Joker, even into their 30s, were still winning slams.
Apparently, I don't know where Nadal was, but he played in some pro-am recently, and people are finally seeing his golf swing.
Oh, I heard it was dirty.
Well, it looks like he's hitting his forehand or whatever. I mean, it's unbelievable. Sure. It's just the weirdest thing ever. But by the way, I think he's very good. His ball striking is very good, but it is a trifling swing.
Unorthodox.
Very much so.
Hmm.
Swing your swing, though, Cakes.
That's right, man.
Everybody's got a different move.
Everybody's got a little hitch in their giddy up.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's got a different move.
Yep.
So, did Joker get divorced?
Did he?
I didn't even know he was married. I know nothing
Which
about Joker.
Which Joker, the tennis player or the basketball player?
Novak.
I had not heard that.
The tennis player. He didn't get divorced? I thought I saw that.
All right. I'm just now seeing that Peter is on. You can look that up, Jason. Peter Burke, he's got some, is it some special junkie anniversary
day? I mean, I'm sure he's going to let us know if you go to the call.
Someday we got like a new bathroom installed
it's
or
possible.
Something.
Possible.
Peter!
Good morning. I know the JSB is a sponsored segment, but I really had my fingers crossed I could follow the EV Wave anecdote here on Open Line Thursday.
Yeah.
Always an honor. No. I'm here as a deputy associate show historian and a former math teacher to settle once and for all the debate about how long the Junkies have been broadcasting.
Okay. It's been raging this week. This is true.
Yep. First of all, I need to encourage all of my other P1s, Angie Gauff, greater than sign Coco Gauff. Everyone should ran out to their local Safeway or Giant and buy an armload of those North Virginia magazines and clip them out to them in their junkie scrapbook.
Meanwhile, I saw him send a picture that you saw it at the library.
Oh, yeah. If you're a number like me, you can go to Fairfax County Public Library and,
and
read
library?
It there.
Peter
a lot of people. I go.
You go to the library?
All the time.
For what?
Do work? Look at books?
Oh, okay. Because you're on a project, you're trying to get away. It's fine. You're working on something, so you're trying to get away from people. Yeah, but like normal people, no one.
It's packed.
What do you go for?
I went there on Saturday so that Isabella could read to a dog. They had a read to a dog program. We sat down there, read to a dog.
This might be an indictment on me as a human. I don't think I've been to a library since college.
I've been since college, but I can count the number of trips on one hand and have fingers left over.
What am I going to rent some book?
You wouldn't go, but sometimes you can't get a seat.
Really? Like it's just that popular?
What do people do there?
Study. Bring your kids there to get books. Kids?
What would I have to study?
Well, it wouldn't be for you.
You just bring your kids and get some Dr. Seuss books.
Have to study? Okay, like if you're in school, I get libraries. Once you're out of school,
some people actually like reading books for pleasure.
Well, Peter's
it in your bed.
Peter can answer. Why did you go to the library? I doubt it was just to get the Nova magazine.
This is my version of EB posting up at the bar when his daughter's at volleyball. I had to drop my daughter at dance for an hour. And so
you went to a library?
You must have been bored.
Not everybody goes to the bar, as he said.
I must be the most uncultured person on the planet.
Cultured.
Out of a billion things, that would be the last on the list.
I go like once a month or so.
For what?
To like get out of my house so I can concentrate on work in a quiet environment.
Yeah.
People with kids like to get away from them.
I have a bunch of kids.
Well, hey, you're not working on anything.
I also won the silly guess how many things were in the jar 1 month.
Ah, that's quite a contest, quite an accomplishment.
I wouldn't even know. Like, does Kensington even have a library?
I'm sure they do. Sure I know you don't know where Kensington? It is, but 100% Kensington has some sort of a library. I would assume.
It's not even that big a town, Cakes. I mean,
Oldie's not that big. We have a library.
Kensington Park Library, EB.
Where? You go.
What road? Who on earth goes there?
What road? Well,
people
is
do.
It on?
Bored people.
Like, if I wanted to, like, I get it, but you don't let, I would go to, like, a cava or something where I could get food.
Sure.
Like, I understand getaway. You got maybe a work to do.
Peter, what are the dining options?
Knowles Avenue, EB.
Yeah.
Peter, what are the dining options at the, okay, the I know Burke where it Library? Is,
Well, there's McDonald's down the street. That's about it.
Okay, that's terrible.
I would go to like a fast casual or something to do work.
All right, we've spiked his whole topic.
Yeah,
we're up against a break.
Sorry, I'm just stunned.
You're at the library.
The idea that libraries
Nova
even exist.
Magazine. Well, anyway. He wants to help junkies math.
Hey, you should go to the library. You're paying for that library.
What else? Did you have anything else, Peter?
Okay, real quick. It's called fence posts and fence rails. So if we do the radio math. 2025 minus 1996, Bowie Cable Access Show, that's 29 years. Those are the fence rails. But if we count the fence posts, that's the number of years in which the junkie has been broadcasting. As Drab does it on his hands,
and that's 31.
Fingers and toes. That's 30.
Oh, 30.
As 30. As of May 6th, the anniversary of that fateful Kentucky Derby show. That was the radio. But the point being, the junkies have entered their 30th year of broadcasting. So I'm Team Drab, Team Cakes on this one. The correct answer is 30 years.
Yeah, let's go. You're a learned man. This is from a man that goes to a library all the time.
You're nuts.
All right. It said 31, though.
Well, you can't get 31 no matter how you run it. That's a botch, but years for the junkies.
The very first sentence.
It said 31 because of 95, the cable access show. We've been over this.
We've covered territory.
All right. Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it, buddy.
If you're like Peter and you want to call us on an open line Thursday, you can do that at 800-636-1067. When we come back, we will get into Rick Carlisle and Adam Silver. They are balking at all the small market talk about the NBA Finals. So get into that next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Don't forget, later in the show, John Boog Shambi will join us, Chicago Cubs play-by-play broadcaster. He'll be on the show at 8:25, so you don't want to miss that. We rescheduled him for today. So the NBA Finals Game 1 gets underway later tonight. You got OKC against Indiana, and there's been a lot of talk about the small markets meeting up in the NBA Finals. We have some quotes from Rick Carlisle, the head coach of the Pacers, and we also have audio of Adam Silver. Here's a quote from Rick Carlisle when asked about coaching in a small market and the two small market teams going head-to-head. He said, quote, "A lot of people talk about great places to live. When you have a good situation, you're working with great people, and your team is good, that's a great place to live," Carlisle said. "Small market, big market, it doesn't matter. I have such great respect for what Oklahoma is building here." So he's just pushing back. He just doesn't care about the fact that the Knicks aren't there. A smaller market team that he leads made it out of the East against OKC, one of the smaller market teams in the league, the Western representative. So he's just doesn't care about the fact that they're small market teams.
Well, of course, he's the head coach. He played the Knicks.
Yeah.
You think he prefers the Knicks to be in the finals?
I know he doesn't prefer the Knicks to be in the finals. I'm well aware.
Right.
So that was his take on the fact that the small market teams are locking horns tonight. Let's listen to Adam Silver, NBA GM, when he was asked about the small market teams in the NBA Finals.
It's one thing I really admire about the NFL. I mean, if we were going into a Super Bowl and it was Packers against Steelers, you guys would be celebrating that. Nobody would; those would be storied franchises. People wouldn't be talking about, you know, the fact that Pittsburgh is a small market. So we, in fact, you know, I'm happy whatever team ends up in the finals, but it's been intentional from our standpoint to create a system, a collective bargaining agreement that allows more teams to compete. And just by way of background, you know, we're going to have to go through a process of getting to the point where people are accustomed to tuning into the finals because it's the two teams that deserve to be right there, and it's the best basketball. Similar to, again, with the Super Bowl, if I asked somebody if they were going to watch the Super Bowl, they wouldn't say, "Who's playing?" It's a national holiday, and right now that's nirvana.
That's, you know, the goal.
I'm not saying we're anywhere close to that yet. There's still, if the Knicks are in the finals, there's a segment of our fan base that's going to watch that may not watch if it's other teams. But my job is to get people to love and follow this game, and so that if you're a huge basketball fan, you should want to tune into the finals because that's the best basketball.
That's a good point. I was thinking about this. The Spurs I think we're a pretty popular team, even though they were kind of boring. Like, I don't think there was as they were small
in their
market.
Heyday, you mean?
San Antonio, yeah. With David Robinson and Tim Duncan, and then David Robinson retires, and Tim Duncan, Manu, and Tony Parker.
Mm-hmm.
It's partly because I think there was a storyline there. You get into it, and there's a storyline here, but people aren't as familiar with it.
It's just, I mean, to me, especially if you're an NBA guy, and I'm a distant NBA guy, it's just about the stars more than it is about the town and the market.
I think that people wanted Anthony Edwards to lead Minnesota to the finals. Mm-hmm. They like him more. He has more charisma than SGA. But maybe people should get around SGA because he's better.
This should be his.
He's the
this
MVP.
Should be his national coming
he's
out
great.
Party, sort of.
And then the story with Halliburton. Now he doesn't win the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. It goes to Pascal Siakam.
Mm-hmm.
But Halliburton, it's kind of a cool story in that he was voted by the players.
That's crazy.
The most overrated player in the league, and he's kind of been sticking
it
to him.
It's fair to say. I mean, Jimmy Butler's been a star like almost his entire time. But I felt like there was a couple years ago when he was in the finals where he really went to another level of stardom.
Sure.
Maybe that can be what happens for SGA.
And for Halliburton. I mean,
Halliburton.
He can be the same sort of dude there.
There is some intrigue there.
I just don't think, like, their second star, for example, on Oklahoma City is Jalen Williams.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't very familiar with Jalen Williams. They actually have two Jalen Williams on that team. There's one that comes off the bench. But the Jalen Williams, the starter, made the All-Star team this year. He's their number two. And just people are used to teams where you know more stars, right? So that's why, like, before the NBA playoffs started, they're hyping up the Lakers, mm-hmm. who have Luka and LeBron. They're hyping up Golden State, Steph mm-hmm. Curry. You know, the brands are changing. That's the deal.
I think it is cool in the NBA that it's not just like Major League Baseball, where when the season starts, you know there's 4, 6, maybe 7 or 8 teams that can contend. You have smaller market teams that can actually make it all the way to the finals, which I think is actually cool. But like, if you're a baseball fan and you live in Kansas City, for the most part, you're not going to have World Series aspirations.
Although they won one not that long ago.
I know, but I'm talking year in, year out. Like, it's a low payroll market. Like, those teams, or like, you're a Marlins fan, one of 10 Marlins fans. You know that they're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to be in the World Series. Yeah. Like,
right now,
the NBA,
they won a couple too.
I know, but that was 20, 30 years ago. Like, I mean, can you work with me ever on a point? I'm just pointing out that.
No, because I don't think it's a correct point in Major League Baseball. There are teams, but they have small market teams that break through. Like,
right.
like you would think the Dodgers and Yankees are winning every year. They're not.
For the most part.
That those teams that are outspending other teams by $200 million are going to have a better
chance. They got a better chance.
Generally make the playoffs.
Yeah. They got a better chance.
So I think that is cool that an OKC can break through. And if the Sacramento Kings do things right, maybe they could break through at some point. It's not just the New Yorks and the Bostons and the Golden State Warriors every single year.
Yeah, I mean, but you do have to be an avid NBA fan to watch this particular series.
I agree with that.
And it may be if SGA becomes, well, he's already a superstar, but if Oklahoma City becomes this team like the Spurs, where they're getting to the finals pretty much every year and they're winning, you know, the Spurs, I don't think the Spurs ever won back-to-backs, but they won it. They won every other year, I think. They won like
three
out of five or something like that.
I mean, Duncan won 5.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if they were ever back-to-back. I could be wrong. Anyway, but if Oklahoma City would get to that point where they're getting there every single year and they're winning multiple, then I think fans, even casual fans, will they like to follow greatness and maybe they'll get more interested.
But even back when San Antonio was a force, the NBA preferred when the Lakers were winning.
Oh,
got
yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Of course.
All right,
I mean, you had Shaq and Kobe.
Going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to pivot to the Commanders. ESPN came up with kind of an interesting trade proposal for the Commanders to land Trey Hendrickson. We'll take you through it, see if you would pull the trigger on that deal. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.